Today's shiur is Le'ilui Nishmat Itabela Bat Binyamin B'chaya Eta. Okay, starting the third parak. This whole mesechet has been really about leaders making mistakes, basically. It's about the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, if the Beiti makes a mistake, if the Melech makes a mistake, and then obviously individual responsibility. So today, finally, right, the order of this Masechet is interesting. We said we really should have started the Masechet around the Chet or Tet. That would have been a better place to start. And today we're going to get to really what's underneath all this about leadership and what it means to be a leader and different things about that. Again, in the Gemara's typical way where it kind of tells some stories and through that we learn about things. We're going to start in the Mishnah with a particular case of a Kohen Mashiach Shechata V'achar Kach Avar Mimashichuto. What happens if the Kohen is no longer, as he does the sin when he's a Kohen, Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, but then he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. So what kind of korban does he bring? V'chein Nasi Shechata V'achar Kach Avar Migdulato, or a king that does a sin and then is no longer the king. Remember, we're talking all about Shkaga here, right? Our classic cases.
He was the king
when he sinned, but then he didn't yet bring his korban. Okay?
Was he removed from the kingship because of the sin?
No, that's good, right? But it was a mistake. Probably you wouldn't presumably get kicked out of being king because you made a mistake. Maybe. It depends what kind of mistake. Anyway, I think the things that we're thinking about are more mazed, you know, in the category of mazed according to the Torah. This is where you really, you know, a piece of chalef didn't realize it was chalef, you know, something like that, as opposed to some other things that a president could do. Okay, so then Avar Migdulato, so Kohen Mashiach may be par, v'hanasi may be seir. Okay, they still, since they sinned while they were the leader, they continue to bring, they bring their sacrifice after, they bring the sacrifice that they were already mitchayev when they were obligated while they were in leadership position. But Mashiach she'avar mimshichuto v'achar kach chata, but let's say you were a Kohen who was a Kohen of Mashiach, you no longer are the Kohen of Mashiach, you're no longer the Kohen Gadol, and then you sin later. V'chein hanasi she'avar migdulato v'achar kach chata, likewise a king. This is very interesting because what's it saying? Once you're a leader, you still kind of, people look to you as a leader once you were a leader. So here we're going to distinguish between the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi. If you remember, we learned way back, probably in Yoma, when we talked a lot about the Kohen Gadol, that once the Kohen Gadol is no longer Kohen Gadol, he's still, I'm trying to remember what it was, but I think it's that he still wears his Shmona Begadim, because Malim Bekodesh Velo Moridin, and he still has certain status, which became interesting because we talked about that in a certain time period, near the end of the, before the Chorban, they were switching Kohanim Gadolim all the time, almost every year there was a new Kohen Gadol, so you had all these people sort of functioning as Kohanim Gadolim, not exactly functioning, they weren't working as the Kohen Gadol, but they still had their status. So here we're going to see the same thing where the Kohen keeps his status. So if he sins after V'chein HaNasi Shavar Migdulato V'achar Kach Chata, even though it says V'chein, we're going to see the halacha is different. Kohen Mashiach Mevi Par V'HaNasi Kehedyot. Okay, so a Kohen Gadol keeps his status, but the Nasi is no longer considered a Nasi. And if he does some sort of a sin, right, you can think about this, former presidents, former prime ministers, they sometimes have a certain status to them, but they kind of lose it after a while. Nobody really looks at them so much anymore. Yes and no, right? They're an in-between status. So he turns back to being a hedyot. So now the Gemara says, this is one of the classic, kind of maybe a little unnecessary questions, but there, it gets to the literary structure of the Mishnah. If the second section of the Mishnah says that the Kohen Mashiach, even if he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, functioning as the Kohen Gadol, he still has to bring a par. So obviously, right, chata, if he sinned while he was the Kohen Gadol, v'achar kach avar mimshichuto tzricha lemeimar, right, obviously, you don't need to say the first case if you have the second case when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach, because obviously, if he's bringing it, if he sinned after, then obviously if he sinned while he was and then has to bring the korban later, of course he would have to bring it. So why are you saying that? So the obvious answer is because of the structure of the Mishnah. Because mishum de katani gabei nasi de kiavar mimtziuto v'achar kachata kehediot maite ahachi tani gabei mashiach chata v'achar kachavar mevipar. Right. The obvious reason why they wrote the Kohen was to contrast him to the nasi, who there actually is a difference. So it's true.
What does a hediot bring?
A hediot brings the regular kispa or seir. Right. That's the classic korban chatat for an individual. Right? That's the classic shogeg. Remember, those are all the categories. There's the nasi, the kohen, and then the hedyot, right, which is the classic.
So just giving him, the nasi goes down from sa'ir to...
Right, you can bring it, korano sirat, sirat izim tmiman keval chatator asher chata v'im keves, right, the kispara sira. Okay? So we can bring one or the other. Okay, so now the Gemara says, where do we get this from? Ditanu Rabbanan v'hikriv al chatato. Milamed. Now, how do we know that they still bring the korban if they sinned while they were in office, while they were functioning, and then they only bring the korban later? It says v'hikriv et chatato. So what do we learn from this? This is about the Kohen. Milamed shemevi chatato mishavar. Right, al chatato could sound like on his chet from the past. Sheachova halodinu. You might have thought we're going to have a lot of potential kavachomers today. You might have thought it could be a kavachomer from the nasi. We're now talking about the first case of the Mishnah where they sinned while they were in office. Uma nasi shemevi b'shigigat maaseh ein mevi chatato mishavar. Oh, sorry. This is right, the nasi. Sorry, I guess I'm confused. We're talking about maybe the second halacha then. Just give me a second. We're talking about the second case. How do we know that the Kohen brings a chatat, the unique korban chatat for the Kohen, even if he sinned after he was no longer the Kohen? So they say we learn it from hikrivet chatato, right? Which goes back to, in other words, even if he had previously, right, then you'd have to explain this a little differently. Hikriv et chatato would be, right, even if he's no longer the Kohen anymore. So now they suggest maybe you would have thought, is why do you need a pasuk? Because you would have thought we could have learned it, without the pasuk, we would have learned from the nasi that it's the opposite. We would have learned that the Kohen actually wouldn't bring a unique korban. Why? Because we're going to see, Uma nasi shemevi b'shigigat maaseh, ein mevi chatato mishavar. The nasi has a more chamor din. Which chamor din does the nasi have? That even if he doesn't have a mistake in teaching, just a shigigat maaseh, you remember this whole thing? The Kohen Gadol, if he accidentally eats a piece of chelev, thinking it was shuman, he doesn't bring a chatat at all. Because the only time the Kohen Mashiach, he's patur, the only time he brings a korban, shkaga, is if he made a mistaken ruling about it and then did according to his ruling. So if that's the case, then the nasi, who just does an accidental sin, he actually has to bring. That's called shigigat maaseh, without he'elem davar, right? Without not remembering the halacha. Or actually not, he'elem davar is not teaching, not a mistaken teaching. So the nasi is more chamor. Now, if the nasi is more chamor, then what are you going to say? So Mashiach she'ein mevi b'shigigat maaseh elahel al he'elem davar im shigigat maaseh. Right? Since the Mashiach is more meikel because he only brings it if there's also he'elem davar with shigigat maaseh. Lo kol shekein that he would be patur once he's no longer a kohen. So if the nasi who has a more chamor din about the shigigat maaseh is going to be treated after he's no longer an asi as a regular person, so the Kohen also. Talmud lomar v'hikriv al chatato. Therefore, the pasuk has to have a special, we have to have a special limud from the pasuk. Milamed shemevi al chatato mishavar. Okay, and that's once he's no longer the Kohen, he still has to bring on his chatato. V'neite nami nasi mikavachomer. So now they're going to suggest, why don't we learn the nasi from a kavachomer from the Kohen now? Because even though the nasi has a certain chumrah, the kohen has another chumrah. So now we could say like this: Uma Mashiach she'ein mevi b'shigigat maaseh. The Mashiach, who now we're going to say doesn't bring b'shigigat maaseh, and yet Mevi chatat mishavar, and yet what? And yet he has this more chamor din, which is this halacha, that yes, he has to bring a chatat even once he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. So nasi shemevi chatat b'shiga ma'aseh, nasi that we're more machmiran, and we're going to make him give the chatat, even if it's just a shiga ma'aseh, eino din shemevi chatato mishavar. So therefore, we could have a kav chomer, and the nasi could be chayav. Talmud lamar, asher nasi yecheta. What do we darshan from asher nasi yecheta? Kishehu nasi in, kishehu hedyo lo. Okay, the way the psukim work is like this, and this is going to be important because we're going to darshan this. Again, the section in Vayikra Dalet starts off like this. Dabero b'nei Yisrael, to say, nefesh ki tachta mishkaga. Okay, this is, that's just the intro pasuk. Then it says like this: Im haKohen Mashiach yechta, right? If it was the Kohen Gadol who sins, now what would you expect the next thing to be? Im Nasi yechta, right? Okay, and in fact, the next section after the Nasi, right? Okay, let's do it like this: the first section is the Kohen Mashiach, Im haKohen. Then we have the Paralim Dabar Shel Tzibur, Im Kol Adat Yisrael, and then let's skip the Nasi, and then we have the regular individual, v'im nefesh achad techta. So all of a sudden, what happens here, when it comes to the nasi, it doesn't say v'im anasi echta, which would have been the obvious. It says asher nasi echta. So we're going to darshan this in a few different ways. Right now, we're darshaning this to say, asher nasi echta means, asher hu nasi hu echta. So he's only chayav when he's the nasi. Okay, so what we've basically done right now is, it's pretty simple structure. First, we tried to deal with the structure of the Mishnah. Why did it bring this second case of the Kohen when it would be obvious from the first case? And then they basically say, well, they brought it for the structure to contrast it to the Nasi. And then they basically say the way we learn the Kohen and the Nasi are all from Drashot and the Pasuk, because you can't learn them from Kavachomers. They attempted Kavachomers in both directions. And they said, therefore, there's a special Pasuk, the Kohen al chatato, which means, right, even in the past, meaning even if in the past he was a Kohen, and a Kohen Gadol, and the Nasi is Asher Nasi Echata only when he's a Nasi. Okay, new Mishnah. This is similar topic. Chat'u ad shelo nitmanu. What if they sinned before, right? The first Mishnah was dealing with if they sinned after or during and then didn't yet bring the Korban. This is the reverse direction. What if they sinned before they were appointed, but they didn't yet bring their korban? V'achar kach nitmanu, and then they became the king or the Kohen Gadol. Hare elu kehedyotot. These are treated like individuals because their sin was at the time that they were individuals. So the korban is brought on that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon has a unique opinion. Im noda lahem ad shelo nitmanu, chayavim. U'misha nitmanu pturim. There's two stages of this sin that you have to bring a chatat for. There's the sin itself that you did by accident. But this is a good classic question. Mm-hmm. Does it mean anything at that point, right? What we also need is yada, the yidiah. Okay, we had this all in Shavuot also about the yidiah hatumah. It's when you realize that you sinned. So the question is, what's the important critical moment? So according to Rabbi Shimon, okay, according to Tanakhama, the critical moment is the time you sin. According to Rabbi Shimon, the critical moment is when you realize you made a mistake. So he says like this: if you realized before you were appointed king or Kohen Gadol, then you're chayavin. Umishenitmanu pturin. If you were appointed, then you're going to be chayav to bring a korban, like a hedyot. But if you were appointed, then you're actually, it's not like you bring a korban like the Kohen, but you're actually exempt. Because the idea happened, you were in a different... Okay, there's actually two explanations given to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, one explanation of Rabbi Shimon is that you can't be mitchayev. You're in a position where you're kind of stuck. We can't be mechayev you not as a kohen because your yediyah happened while you were a kohen gadol or a nasi. So you can't get the korban of the individual, but you also can't get the korban of the kohen or the melech because your sin actually happened when you weren't. So you're in this catch-22 where we can't judge you as anything and you're exempt from a korban because of that. But, yeah.
Both the Kohen and the Nasi.
Yeah, both the Kohen and the Nasi will be exempt if, according to Rabbi Shimon, if the idea happened when you were at a different shlav in life than the chet.
Yes.
So that'll be the one before as well. If you sinned while you were the Kohen.
Ah, yeah, fair. Perfect. So there's a machloket about where the Rabbi Shimon holds this on the previous Mishnah also. Okay? There's a machloket about it, and it's based on... Well, now I'm going to bring the Yerushalmi, who has a different explanation. The Yerushalmi says that the reason he's exempt once he becomes the Kohen and his Yediyah happens while he's a Kohen is because when you become, when you rise to greatness, your sins are mitchaprim. Okay? So therefore, actually it's a source, it comes up, it's quoted from a midrash in Breshit Lamed Vav, okay, in the list of the Toldot of Esav. It says here, Be'et Bosmat Bat Yishmael Achot Nevayot. Okay, Bosmat, the daughter of Yishmael, listed. Rashi says, Ulahalan korela machlat. They call her machlat in a different place. So why is she called machlat? Okay, maybe you can see where this is going, right? Machlat, michila. So he quotes this Midrash Sefer Shmuel, the Midrash Shmuel. Shlosha mochalin lahen avot notehen. There's three people whose sins are all pardoned. Gersha nitkayer, ha'ole ligdula, v'hanose isha. Okay, by the way, the minhag to fast on the day you get married comes from here. Okay, because the day that mochalin lo kol avonotehen, and many people, it's interesting because this says hanose isha as if it's the man, but in fact, who are we talking about, right? But limed hatam mikan lekach nikra shma machlat shenimchalu. Now, the nusach here says avonotav, which is weird because machlat was a woman. So the notes at the bottom here say it's supposed to be avonoteha, and there's a debate about the nusach, and that will obviously affect whether a woman is included in this whole issue of fasting. Some people say it's more of an issue for the man to fast than the woman to fast before the wedding, and it comes from this, basically, and it comes from also this difference of girsa. It would be strange to say not the woman because this was talking about a woman. There's also different girsa. Oh, whether it's a chacham, chatam, v'nasi. Okay, but in any case, the important part for our purposes is that someone who rises to greatness achieves atonement, and that's why Rabbi Shimon says he doesn't bring the korban. His yediyah happened after because his atonement was achieved when he rose to greatness. Okay, so now we're going to continue on. So that's two interpretations of Rabbi Shimon. Ezohi nasi, now we finally get this, okay, even though we knew this before only because the Mishnah says this, but we didn't see it. Zemelech, okay, in case you didn't realize, he was a king. We've talked about this all along, that the nasi is a king. Shenemar, how do we know this? And this we saw quoted before. Mikol mitzvat Hashem Elokav, right, he does something from one of the mitzvot, from all the mitzvot of Hashem Elokav. How do they darshan this? She'en al gabav el Hashem Elokav, right, the only one above him is God, and that is the only person that's like that is the king. Okay, minani mile. How do we get this? That chatu ad shalom nitmanu, right? Or v'achar kach nitmanu. If they sin before, then they're going to be judged like hedyotot and not like their special korban. Ditano rabbanan. Im hakohen hamashiach yechta prat lekodmot. If he sins, which means if he sins while he's the kohen hamashiach, that comes to exclude if he sinned previously. Again, we're going to suggest potential kavachomers. Why don't you say v'halo dinhu? Why don't you say it's a kavachomer? Uma nasi, just like the nasi shemevi b'shigigat maaseh, ein mevi ala kodmot. If you say, now this is one of those backwards kavachomers, because it's starting out assuming this is the case, even though they haven't taught us yet, how do we know the nasi isn't chayav al kodmot? But assuming we know the nasi is not chayav on previous sins, so if he's not chayav on previous sins, and yet we're machmir on him, and we're going to make him bring a korban in a classic case of shkaga where the kohen doesn't, because the kohen's only chayav if he also taught, and he's not mevi ala kodmot, so mashiach she'im mevi ela el halem davar im shigigah maaseh, there were more mekel on him, ein odin shelo yavi ala kodmot, wouldn't it be logical to say that he wouldn't bring on the kodmot? So they say, lo, no, you can't use that kavachomer, because im amarta ben asi, she'im mevi chatato mishavar, tomar b'mashiach she'mevi chatato mishavar. We already know that the Kohen has a different chumra on him, right? What's the chumra of the Kohen? The Kohen is more chamor from the previous Mishnah, that even once he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, he still has to bring the korban, of the unique korban. So therefore, we are, he's got one kula, but he's also got a chumra, and therefore you can't say the nasi is more kal, and therefore we're going to learn from the nasi, I'm sorry, the nasi is more chamor, and yet we make kal on the kodmot, therefore you would say, the Kohen Gadol is more kal than him, and therefore we should also be mekel on the kodmot. No, because the Kohen has his own chumrah. Talmud Lomar, therefore, we need a pasuk to teach it. HaMashiach Yecheta. Chata Kishu Mashiach. Okay, Ima Mashiach Yechta. They learn here, his chet has to be Kishu Mashiach, right? Or you would have to say, when he's Mashiach, or any future point after he's become the Mashiach. Mevi Kishu Edyot. Maybe Kishu Edyot. Sorry, I'm reading this wrong. Kishu Mashiach Mevi. Sorry, like this. I didn't read it right. Kishu Mashiach Mevi. When he's the Mashiach, then he's Mevi. But Kishu Edyot. But when he's a Hedyot beforehand, ain't no Mevi. V'tanya Nami Hachi. And likewise, we have another Braita. I'm sorry. Tanya Nami, not Tanya Nami Hachi. Tanya Nami Gabe Nasi. We have another source that does the same thing with the Nasi. Kiyagavna, Kohen Gadol, no. Kiyagavna, like this. Asher Nasi Echeta, Prat Lekodmot. Okay, Asher Nasi, now we're going to say Asher Nasi means, just like it meant before, Asher Nasi, he has to be the Nasi, and not once he's no longer the Nasi. We're also going to darshan it, and he has to be the Nasi, not before he was the Nasi. Again, they say, why do you need a pasuk? Kalodinu, you can learn it from a kavachomer. Uma Mashiach shemivi chatato mishavar. Since the Kohen Mashiach brings his chet even once he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, ve eino mevi ala kodmot, and yet we're mekel on him that he doesn't bring on the previous things. Nasi she'ein mevi chatato mishavar. If the Nasi doesn't bring a chet once he's no longer the Nasi, so eino din shelo yavi ala kodmot, and once we know the halacha of the Kohen Gadol, we should be able to infer from there, if he's not chayav before, then of course the Nasi is not going to be chayav before. So they say no, because again, we can tell where this is going. We keep having the same logic, just in different directions. So the Mashiach has his own chumrah. So you might have thought, because of that chumrah, we would be machmir on this din also. Mala Mashiach shekein ein mevi b'shigigat maaseh. Right? The Mashiach has a chumrah that he doesn't bring only b'shigigat maaseh, only when there's also helem davar. Tomar b'nasi shemevi b'shigigat maaseh. And therefore, ho'il mevi b'shigigat maaseh yavi ala kodmot. You'd say, just like he brings on a regular classic Chatat, right, a mistake, without a mistake in teaching, he would also bring on things before he became the Nasi. Talmud Lamar, therefore you need the Pasuk to teach it. Asher Nasi Echta. Shechata v'areyu Nasi, v'lo shechata v'odeyu Hedyot. Okay, not when he sinned, when he was still a Hedyot. Tanu Rabbanan. Asher Nasi Echta. Now we're going to get off into all sorts of interesting things about leadership. Okay, if we take this Pasuk, Asher Nasi Echta, Yachol Gzera. Maybe you would read this pasuk as saying, again, they're trying to figure out why it says differently. Ve'im, 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 and if, and if, and if. All of a sudden it says, asher nasi echeta, which sounds like, when the king sins, because we know the king's going to sin. It's a gzerah, meaning God is decreeing that kings are going to sin. Which you might say, that seems strange, but it really doesn't seem strange when you look at Shmuel Bet and the whole thing, when they want a king, basically Shmuel starts saying, a king is just a bad thing. And maybe it's all part of this. It's predetermined, which is obviously difficult in terms of Bechira Chofshit, but maybe it's predetermined that the Nasi is going to sin. Talmud Lamar, therefore it says, Ima Kohen HaMashiach Yechta. They're basically saying, Ma Lahalan L'Chashi Yechta, Af Kan L'Shicha Yechta. Even though the word is changed, the structure is the same. And since it said before the Nasi, Ima Kohen, the assumption is that this happens a lot in Tanakh, that even though it doesn't say Ve'im, it's a continuation of the previous section and it means Ve'im. It's not a gzera, okay? It's not that God is predetermining that the Nasi is going to sin. It's just using this term for other reasons. We already said why it uses that term to darshan other things. Amamar. So now we're going back to what it suggested earlier and just talk about what kind of suggestion was that. Yachol gzera. Gzera mehechatiti. Where on earth would you get this, that there would be a gzera, that God would decree that a nasi will sin? Amre in. Now they say, in fact, it could be. Eshkechan dichtiv. Where else do you see this? Where God is decreeing that something is going to happen bad. V'natati neged tzara'at bebeit eretz achuzatchem. When it says, listen to the words, right? V'natati, and I will bring a neged tzara'at bebeit eretz achuzatchem. B'sorahi lahem, shenigaim ba'im alehem divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, that pasuk is telling them, this is going to happen. It's not a pasuk if this were to happen. It's decreeing that this is going to happen. You are going to have nigaim on your, in your land, you know, on your houses. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Prat L'Nigei Onsim. What it's coming to say is, not that, okay, Rabbi Shimon doesn't think it's predetermined. Okay, basically, why we bring this Braita to show that Rabbi Yehuda has this shita, that there are certain places where God's saying, I'm bringing something upon you. I will, for sure, bring this. And therefore, he's also saying, therefore, they had a havamina, they had a suggestion that maybe God was saying the same thing about a nasi. Which, by the way, just conceptually, what's it basically saying? There's this concept that we expect, don't expect your kings to be above reproach, right? We unfortunately know this very well, that just because someone's a leader doesn't mean that they can't make mistakes, right? This whole concept, right? All the situations we're dealing with are about people making mistakes. And therefore, so we're now saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's predetermined. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. What does it mean, v'natati nega tzarat? It's coming to say, it's only tzarat if I bring it. But not nige onsin, not a nega, a leprosy that comes from somewhere else. Okay? Meaning there's some disease, there's something that comes in. Now the question is, what kind of disease attacks rocks, right? Because it's in the stones of the house. What disease attacks stones? But again, there could be some sort of other reason for the leprosy. And if it's not coming from God, obviously how you determine what came from God and what didn't is a good question. And this is something that's going to come up here that we're not going to have an answer to. But there's this assumption that you would know what's a nige ones and what's not. So now they're going to say, Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bisora. So now we're getting back to our issue. Didn't he say it's a Bisora? Hachanami, Emak Zerai. Right? Therefore, you could also say, Asher Nasiyah Hata would be the same thing. Hilkach Tiv Im. And that's why it says Im by the Kohen, to teach that the Im by the Kohen also applies by the Nasi, and that it's not a fact that God is decreeing the kings will make mistakes. I wonder if they said this because they don't want people to say, oh, well, I made a mistake, but look, God said I was going to make a mistake. And it's not like a way of people shirking, leaders shirking their responsibility and saying, it's not me. Well, God predetermined.
It's also depressing.
It is depressing. right, it looks like there's no hope. Although, if you read the Parshat HaMelech, it is pretty depressing, right? When in Shmuel, when he describes what's going to happen when you have a king, it's pretty depressing. Ula Rabbi Shimon, now we're going to go back to Rabbi Shimon. So we now determine that we can see where they got this thought, this line of thinking, but it's rejected anyway. Ula Rabbi Shimon, nige onsim mi lo mematu. You don't consider it tzarat, leprosy on the house, if it's nige onsim. V'hatanya, doesn't it say, adam ki hiye? Okay, this is adam ki hiye, be'or b'saro, seto sapachado b'heret, right? Some sort of leprosy on his body. Min hadibor va'elach. This is only from, if you have leprosy, from the time the Torah was given. So if you had leprosy, this is a similar concept. If you had leprosy before the Torah was given, and your leprosy continues after, it's not considered leprosy. Okay? It's only min hadibor va'elach. You don't have to do the whole procedure. V'halodinhu, why did you need a special limud for this? Isn't it a kavachomer from a zav? Tamei b'zav v'tamei b'negaim. Ma zav min hadibor va'elach, af negaim min hadibor va'elach. Wouldn't you say that we can learn this from the zav? A zav is some sort of discharge that a man has, and a zav is only tamei, again, if he had some sort of discharge that would consider him a zav before the Torah was given, and then the Torah was given before he did the procedure where he has to wait, you know, and do the whole procedure of the zav and the korbanot. If he hadn't done that, then, once the Torah was given, he doesn't have to do the whole procedure. So therefore, wouldn't you learn Nigaim from the Zav? Why do you need its own Pasuk? Wouldn't you say, oh, Zav, Metzora, it's the same thing, right? They're often put together. Af Nigaim and Adibor Ve'elach. So they say, lo, not the case. Why? Because Im Amarta B'Zav, Shekein Emetame Ba'ones. Zav has a certain chumra about it, or a certain uniqueness about it, I should say, that it's not Metame Ba'ones. Tomar b'nigaim, it's a kula about it, that if zav happens because you're sick, you have a discharge from some disease, that's not considered a zav. Therefore, you would say, tomar b'nigaim, shemitamim ba'ones. But nigaim are mitamim ba'ones. This is why we brought this braita, because according to this braita, nigaim are mitame ba'ones, which goes against what Rabbi Shimon said, the nigaim are not mitame ba'ones. But a nega that you get from some disease or some other cause not coming straight from God, therefore, and since they're mitame ba'ones, You might think that they're also, if you had Sarah before Matan Torah, you would have to take care of it also after Matan Torah. And therefore, Talmud Lamar, that's why we need a special pasuk to teach you, Adam Ki Yeh Min HaDibor Va'Elach. So how do we explain Rabbi Shimon versus this Braita, where Rabbi Shimon says they're not Matami Bonus, and the Braita says Nigaim are Matami Bonus? So we're going to have two answers. Rav Amar Prat L'Nigei Ruchot, Rav Papa Amar Prat L'Nigei Kshafim. Okay, we're now going to see the ones that Rabbi Shimon excludes are not ones from diseases. That is considered leprosy, and then you could sort of say that what? A disease is coming from God. But, now try to determine this one, if, according to Rava, it was given by some sort of evil spirit, if you got leprosy from an evil spirit, or according to Rav Papa, if you got leprosy from witchcraft. Now, how you figure out that this is the case, it's hard for us to understand because our world doesn't really have witchcraft or shadim, right? And the question is, what was shadim then and what was witchcraft then? And yeah, they're basically saying those are the exclusionary cases where you wouldn't go through the whole tzara'at procedure if you got it from either shadim, demons, or from witchcraft. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Asher nasi echeta prat lechole. Asher nasi echeta, he brings the unique korban, except not if he's sick. So now the Gemara says, Mishum dehavi lechole, itche le minisiyute. Well, just because he's sick, he's no longer a king. Amar Rav Avdimi bar Chama, prat lenasi shenitzareya. What it means is a nasi who got tzara'at. Okay, because tzara'at is a sickness where what happens to you? You have to leave the camp, right? And often you had tzara'at, we're going to see a case where you had tzara'at basically for the rest of your life. Shene'emar, v'yinaga Hashem et ha-melech, God gave the king leprosy, v'yihi mitzara'at ad yom moto. Okay, and he was a tzara'at until the day of his death. V'yeshev bebeit ha-chofshit, okay, he lived in the house of the chofshit, while he had tzara'at, v'yotam ben ha-melech al ha-bayit, and Yotam basically took over. Okay, so what do we see here? So the king got sick, he left being king, okay, and Yotam took over for him. So what do you see here? You see that a king, right, when the king is, Kol Od is the king, yes, but if he got tzara'at, then he's no longer the king because he got sick with tzara'at, then he's going to be patur. But if he was just sick in bed for a little while, then he would still have to bring the korban, he's still considered the nasi. Okay, now we're going to get off on a tangent. Notice what it says here. Vayeshev bebeit ha-chofshi. That's very strange. What does it sound like? He was in the free-for-all house, or the house of freedom, almost, you could determine, right, say. Bebeit ha-chofshit, michlau, what can you infer from here? Ta'ad hashte eved hava. Until then, being a king, he was really a servant. Okay, now it's interesting. What do you mean? King is king, servant is servant. They're opposites. So now we're going to learn that being a king is actually being a servant, right? And we can see this, because if you're a king, you're basically a servant to the people. You're in there, you're beholden to them, which is very interesting, because the Mishnah said, he's got no one above him other than God. But on the other hand, this is saying, when you're a leader, don't look at yourself as, I'm above everything, and I don't have to be beholden to anybody. But number one, you're beholden to God, because there's Hashem Elokav above you. And also, you're beholden to the people. And there's a certain aspect of avdut to being a ruler, okay? A leader. So now we're going to bring a story that talks about this not in the context of a melech, but in the context of a leader, okay? Very famous story. Ki ha derabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua hava azli b'sfinata. Okay, remember Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, going back to the most famous story in Brachot, it appears in other places also about Rabban Gamliel was the head of the Beit Midrash, and Rabbi Yeshua was, disagreeing with him about, there were a few different disagreements, and Rabban Gamliel embarrassed him, and Rabbi Yeshua,
defied him,
and Rabban Gamliel kicked him out, and then they kicked out Rabban Gamliel for being the Nasi, and then he was the Nasi, okay? Which is interesting in this context, because it's not the same Nasi we just said, but similar. Then, at the end of the story, I just want to remind you of this. This is maybe the less memorable part of the story, or maybe it is, maybe it's very memorable. When Rabban Gamliel, they basically say to Rabban Gamliel, you got to go appease Rabbi Yeshua. So he goes to Rabbi Yeshua, and he goes to his house, and his walls are black. And he says, why are your walls all black? And he says, I'm a co-worker. This is what I do. And it was an obvious, Rabban Gamliel was from the Nesiut, and he was wealthy. And he didn't realize, he didn't understand the poverty of the other rabbis. He didn't understand that people lived in poverty, and it was this realization all of a sudden, because his whole thing was he was very elitist in the Beit Midrash, and he just didn't understand where the people were coming from, and he didn't understand their poverty. So keep that in mind in terms of the story. So they were on a boat.
Is the story before or after?
So nobody knows whether the story was before or after, and whether the story really happened is another good question. But it's relating to the similar themes, okay? So what happens in this story? Bahadi de Rabban Gamliel have a pita. Rabban Gamliel brings a pita with him. Bahadi Rabbi Yeshua have a pita v'sulta. Rabbi Yeshua brings a pita and some flour. Shalim pita de Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel finishes his food. Something happened on the boat, and the boat ride took a lot longer than they were expecting. Why were they on the boat, by the way? For business purposes. Boat takes much longer than expected. His pita's gone. Sama hasulte de Rabbi Yeshua. Interesting. He was the rich guy, right? But he didn't bring enough food. He has to use the solet of Rabbi Yeshua. Amarle, mi have a yade to have a lani kuva kule hai to atit sulte. How did you know? Right? This is classic. You go into Tiul and somebody brings a lot of food and someone brings just what they need, right? How did you know to bring extra food that maybe we're going to run out? Amarle, kochav echad l'shivim shana oled. This kochav that rises once every 70 years. Umat et hasapanim. And it messes up the people riding the boats. Va'amarti, shema yalevi yideh otanu. And I said, maybe something will happen, it will mess us up, and it will come right now, maybe. Amarle, kol kach biyadcha v'ata ole b'sfina. So that is a great line. What does this mean? This could mean a bunch of different things. It says, you're so brilliant, you knew this, and yet, what are you doing in business? Like, why do you have to go on a boat? Why aren't you rich that you could just, right? Going on a boat is more like a tircha, which is a little bit of a strange interpretation because Rabban Gamliel was also very rich. So let's say that interpretation has some problems. There's another way of reading it, which is you're so smart, and as you knew, not that you're so smart in general, but you knew to anticipate this calamity, and yet you were still willing to risk it and go on a boat. In other words, I was willing to risk it because I didn't even know there was such a risk. But you knew the danger, and yet you went into it anyway.
This suggests that Rabban Gamliel was going to Rome to talk business with leaders, to talk important politics, whatever, and Rabbi Yeshua was doing business.
Okay, that could be, but yeah. Anyway, this seems like a very good interpretation, that in other words, you knew about all the dangers, and yet you got up and went on a boat. Amar le, ad sha'ata tama alai, tama al shnei talmidim sheyesh lecha b'yavasha. Rabbi Lazar Chasma, Rabbi Yeshua ben Gud Gada, sheyodim l'sha'er kama tipot yesh b'yam, ve'ein lehem pat le'achov lo beged lo bosh. He says, if you're so surprised about me, in other words, what's he basically saying? Do you not realize that I have to make a living? I can't just say, oh, there's risks in the water, so I'm not going to go in the water. I have to make a living. And if you're so surprised about me, look at these other two guys who are sitting at home and have no way to even make a living, and they're such brilliant scholars, they can figure out, you know, I mean, here, it's interesting, he's not even saying scholars, he's saying they're just such smart people, and yet, right, that they know exactly how many tipot there are in the yam. Okay, we can come up with some image about what this means, right, which also yam is always like Torah, and right, they know everything, and yet they have no pot lechov lo beged lo bosh. So what is Rabban Gamliel's reaction? So again, it's this realization of, oh wow, look at the other side. So he immediately wants to help. Natan da'ato lo shivam barosh. He wants to now put them in the top of the yeshiva. Now the two questions, two approaches. He wants to make them barosh, to give them a job and give them, they can make money. But according to the Rambam, you can't make money off of teaching Torah. So it wasn't for money, okay? Some people say based on that concept, it clearly wasn't so they can afford to live. Although you can give them some money so that they can teach, and maybe it was to give them a basic living. Or else he just saw how brilliant they were and he said, I want to get these guys in the Beit Midrash teaching because they're obviously so great. Kish'ala, when he got off the boat, shalach lehem v'lo ba'u. He calls them and they don't come. They're not interested. Chazar v'shalach u'ba'u. He calls them a second time to be the leaders and they're willing. Amar lehem, kimidumim atem shescharani notem lechem. You think I'm giving you an important position? Is that, in other words, a power, and you didn't want power because you said, oh, power is bad and power corrupts? Is that what? He says, avdut ani noten lechem. This is a job of avdut. This is not about power and control and being ahead of a leader in Torah is about avdut. It's about serving the people. And this has nothing to do with your own glory. It's all about serving the people. Shenemar v'dabru elav lemor, im hayom tiye eved la'am hazeh. Okay, now we finally quote those psukim. These are the psukim by Rechavam. When he becomes king, they say you're going to be an eved, okay, to the people. So basically, this is a way of Rabban Gamliel saying, it's interesting that he's saying this, because he was this power, a very strong, powerful leader. He's basically saying it's not about the power at all, and it's all about, you know, serving the people, and it's a job of avdut. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, asher nasi achita, amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ashrei ador shanasi shalom bibi korban al shigigato. A different drasha on asher, ashrei. Happy is the generation where the Nasi is willing to admit his mistakes. It's a great line, right? If the Nasi can admit, I made a mistake, and bring a korban about it, that's a true leader who knows to admit their mistakes. Vim Nasi shalom ebi korban, and here's all about dugmai sheet. If the Nasi is going to bring a korban, tzaricha talomar ma'u hedyot, in other words, obviously the hedyotot, then are also people, the people in general will admit their mistakes, because what the leader does filters down to the people. Vim shigatom ebi korban, and if he brings a korban on shigaga, of course, all the more so, he'll admit his intentional mistakes. If you say that asher means ashrei, well, now we have a problem. Okay. By it says, if someone is chote and takes from the hekdesh, and your Rabban ben Nevat says, and he sinned and made others sin, you're going to say that that is all ashrei? Oh, how great is it that somebody takes from the hekdesh? How great is it that your Rabban made all the people sin and sinned himself? Can't possibly be. So what do they say? No, here, the fact that it said asher instead of ve'im, because it changed from the ve'im ha-kohen and ve'im ha'am, ve'im the individual, right? Therefore, that's why this ashrei is darshan, but not other ashers. Darash Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda, my dechtiv yesh hevel asher naseh la'aretz, ashrei. Okay, so this, you have to read the whole pasuk. Yesh hevel asher naseh ba'aretz, asher yesh tzadikim asher megia aleihem kemaseh rishayim. That's a pasuk from Kohelet. V'yesh rishayim shemegia aleihem kemaseh tzadikim. Okay, sometimes tzadikim get with the rishayim have, and sometimes the rishayim get with the tzadikim have. So we're going to try to explain this pasuk. Ashrehem l'tzadikim shemegi aleihem kemaser rishaim shel olam haba be'olam hazeh. There's some tzadikim that get what the rishaim get in olam haba, which is torture, right? They get be'olam hazeh. And oy lahem, so happy are the tzadikim who get punished in olam hazeh. And oy lahem the rishaim shemegi aleihem kemaser tzadikim shel olam hazeh, olam haba be'olam hazeh. And some rishaim get all the good that the tzadikim are supposed to get in olam haba, they get in olam hazeh. So I'm a rabbi. Atu tzadikim ki ach le trei alme mi sane lehu. Wouldn't it be better if you want to say ashrei tzadikim? It should be tzadikim who get good in this world and good in the next world, not bad in this world and good in the next world. El I'm a rabbi. You should understand it like this. Read it differently. Ashrehen la tzadikim shemigi alehem kemar aser rishaim shel olam hazeh ba'olam hazeh. The rishaim, what's the vision? The rishaim get all the good in this world so that they have nothing good left and all those chuyot are gone, and they use it up in this world and they have nothing left in olam haba. Tzadikim, all the bad happens to them in this world so that in olam haba, they've gotten rid of all, they were mechaper on all their chataim. But ashrehen is a tzadik who gets like the maaser rishaim in olam hazeh. In other words, ashrei the tzadik who has nothing bad, who gets all the good in this world and all the good in the next world. And oy lahem l'rishaim, and poor rishaim, shemigi lahem k'ma tzadikim sal olam hazeh be'olam hazeh, who get good in this world, right? The bad that the tzadikim are supposed to get in this world, to be mechaper on their sins, they get the bad in this world and they get the bad in olam haba. They go before Rava. Amar lehu, ukimta masechta plan, umasechta plan. Did you learn these two masechta? Amar le, in. They said yes. Iartitu porta. What? Right. Iartitu porta is, remind me.
Do you have some money?
What? Do you have some money?
Yes. Have you secured a little wealth?
Oh, right. Have you secured wealth for yourself that you have time to learn? Amar lehu, in. Yes. Dizabin ktina da'ara. Because we have a little piece of land and we make all our money from that little piece of land. Kari alayu ashrehem l'tzadikim shemegi aleihem k'maser rishaim shebaolam hazeh ba'olam hazeh. Okay? In other words, you're the people who basically, what's this pure life of tzadikim? That they make a little, they make their wealth from something small and they have enough time to sit and learn Torah all day. Amar Rabbi Chana Rabbi Yochanan, my dechtiv ki yasharim darchei Hashem tzadikim yochubam poshlim yikashlu bam. What is this darchei Hashem that tzadikim go in their ways and poshim, bad people get fail by them? Mashal l'shnei or stumble upon them. Mashal l'shnei b'nei adam shitzalu pischehem. Two people roasted their Pesach. Echad achlo l'shem mitzvah ve'echad achlo l'shem achila gasa. One ate it just because he wanted to eat, right? And it was piggish. The way he ate it, and he didn't eat it for the mitzvah, and the other ate it for the mitzvah. Zo shachlo l'shem mitzvah, tzadikim yechubam. Ze shachlo l'shem achila gasa u'poshlim yikashlubam. Amar le'rish lakish, rasha karit le. You call him a rasha because he ate it achila gasa? Mihi de lo'av in mitzvah n'amuvchar, Pesach milo ka'achil? He's not a rasha, he ate the korban Pesach. So what if he ate it in a gluttonous manner? Ela, mashal l'shnei b'nei adam, he gives a different mashal. Ze ish tov achoto imo b'bayit. Ze ish tov achoto imo b'bayit. One has his wife and his sister with him in the house. The other has his wife and his sister in the house. Echad nizamna lo ishto, ve'echad nizamna lo achoto. Okay, one accidentally ended up in bed with his sister and one with his wife. Ze she nizamna lo achoto, tzadikim yochubam, ve'ze she nizamna lo achoto, poshlim yikashlubam. They say, mi dami, this is not comparable. Ana kamrin anchad aderech. In other words, you're giving me two different paths, right? In other words, this person and that person, two different houses. No, we're talking about where it's the same thing and different things happen. So he says, Ela mashal lelot u'shnei benotav. It's a mashal for Lot and his two daughters. Hein itkavnu l'shem mitzvah, tzadikim yochubam. Hu shenitkaven l'shem avera u'poshlim yikashlubam. What happened? Lot's daughters saw the world was going to be destroyed. There was, you know, they thought the world was destroyed after Sodom and Gomorrah. And what did they say? We have to be Mekim Zera. So they got their father drunk and they slept with him. So they had good intent to do a mitzvah. He nitkaven l'shem averah. Now the Gemara is going to say, right? V'dilmahu nami l'shem mitzvah u'machaven. Maybe, how do you know he did it l'shem averah? Maybe he was also l'shem mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-pasuk hazeh l'shem averah ne'emar. Okay, we see from this pasuk, and we'll end with this today, this pasuk all speaks or sounds like avera. Vayisa lot vatisa eshet sorry. Vatisa lot, you have to read the whole pasuk. Vayisa lot etena vayard kol kikar yedin kikulam mushke lifnei shachat Hashem et Sidon ve et Amora kigan Hashem keretz v'troyim bo'ochat tzur. So vayisa lot is like vatisa eshet adonah v'teneha. So that's Potiphar, okay? Eshet Potiphar. So we see Vayisalot, it means he was looking for Znut, okay? Vatisa Eshet Adonav. Et Enav, he saw Et Enav, that we learn from Shimshon. Vayomer Shimshon, Otak Kachli ki hi Ashra Be'enai, but Delilah. Vayar Oto Shechem Ben Chamor, okay? Here we have, you know, Shechem with Dina. Et Kol Kikar Yerden, ki Ba'ad Isha Zona Ad Kikar Lechem. Okay, that's about... It's a pasuk in Mishlei about the people are going to go with Nashim Zonot. Ki kula mashke. Now we're going to quote a pasuk from Hoshea. Elcha harem avai noten lachmai umemai tzamri upishti shamni v'shikuyai. Okay, my drinks. This is also about znut. Okay, so now we're going to say, wasn't it, right, obvious from here he had bad intents? Last question, Baham Menas Anus, but wasn't he raped basically by them, right? He wasn't a partner in this whole thing, and it wasn't his thing. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Chuna, Lama Nakur Alvav Shebe Koma Shebachira, right, about the Vayakam, the pasuk there is, I forget, Lomar Lacha, Shebe Shichva Lo Yada, Aval Bekuma Yada. Okay, when it says, there's an extra vav there. They say that there's a nikuda on the vav. It's to say he didn't know when she went to sleep with him, but she did know when he did know when she got up. In other words, he was a little drunk in the beginning, but then he kind of woke up, and that he was a party to the action. Okay, so now we'll get to more about Lot tomorrow, and more about was his intention bad? Was it good? And then what about this mitzvah shalol lishma, mitzvah lishma, and get to some famous lines about mitzvah shalol lishma. And it's about Shema and Shema.